I would like to welcome you to episode 381 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I know you are. I appreciate it. And I'm here to tell you, I'm tired. I'm tired, people. How are you doing? So we continue with the midterm elections. It seems the Democrats will keep the Senate. The Republicans will take the House, which you know as well as I do means nothing's going to get done for the next 2 years. The Republicans will start threatening to shut down the government, and they'll propose all kind of crazy, angry, hateful laws because that will appeal to their base. And they'll, of course, propose huge tax cuts for the rich because that's what they do. And then they know the Democrats in the Senate will never let it pass, but it'll fool their base into thinking they care about them and blah, blah, blah. And the Democrats will do nothing because that's what they do best. So here we are. But I will say these midterms haven't been all bad. Trump has announced he's running for president in 2024 to the surprise of no one. A hateful speech full of lies to the surprise of no one. It is going to be interesting to see how the Republican Party does. Are they going to split? Are they going to follow Trump? I know right now the leadership of the Republican Party is hoping he would just go away. See, guys, if COVID was real, maybe he could get it again, but it's not, so never mind. I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there, nor do they. And I don't know who the Democratic candidate's going to be for president. But we just did the midterms. Could we please take a break? And speaking of taking a break, why am I still getting texts and emails asking me for money? The election is over. It's over. Either you won or you lost. Stop asking me for money. Jeez. They're asking you to. I know. Katie Hobbs beat Kerry Lake in Arizona for the governorship. So another crazy Trumper is gone. Another election denier is gone. I'm sorry, Kerry. It apparently the fraud in the election is count the votes and the one with the most wins. Now, as many of you know, and I wish all of you know and would tune in, I do videos for Rebel HQ and TYT. You can look it up. Just like that, Rebel HQ TYT. They also, I put clips on my Instagram. That's so funny. I have clips and links on my Facebook at Alonzo Bowden. But anyway, these videos are super fun. They give me news stories. I get to comment on them. Well, one of them this week, there was a prophet. A man named Johnny Enlow, who calls himself the prophet. It's not like Charlemagne the God, where it's a nickname. This guy actually thinks he's a prophet. So he said that the red wave would have been the worst thing possible for the Republicans, because if the red wave had happened, if the red wave had won, then the secret military wouldn't be able to perform the sting operation on all the voter fraud people. Yeah, that's what he had it all in there. Voter fraud, secret military, blah, blah, blah. So I told the prophet, listen, prophet, I'm a prophet. I'm a bigger prophet than you because I have more Instagram followers, and I think that qualifies me. This guy's written books and runs a church somewhere, but I don't have that kind of criminal con artist energy, but I out-profited the prophet. So he thinks that this is good, that the Republican liars and election deniers and crazed people lost. I think it's good just because the liars, election deniers, and crazy people lost. Good for you, prophet. I got to keep on good news or go with dumb news. Let's go with dumb. Then we can get back to good. Herschel Walker. Okay. Can we just talk about this for a second? You have to look up these videos. Now, I know I talk about this on the podcast. People say, how do you find them? Google it. Google Herschel Walker talking child support. I know you're sitting there like, what? Did he really? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Raphael Warnock spent $61,000 on child care during his campaign. Now that is legal. It is legal to use campaign funds for child care, and he declared it or whatever you have to do. I don't know if there's officially a form, but he said that's what he spent, you know, traveling, doing everything else, blah, blah, blah. It's legal. Herschel Walker, Herschel, I paid for two abortions, Walker. Herschel, I have kids I don't even know about, Walker, actually said, this is a quote, okay? Don't nobody keep your kids. You keep your kids. I keep my own. Walker said that. He said that out loud. Yeah, I keep my own. Listen, I have no problem with a woman's choosing to have an abortion. If these women chose to have an abortion after being impregnated by Herschel Walker, that is entirely up to them. If he paid for it, it's probably the most responsible thing he's ever done in his life. But I will say the comical hypocrisy of him talking about someone not taking care of their kids. Herschel, you don't even know how many kids you have. It went from one to four to Nick Cannon. If you saw Dave Chappelle's monologue on Saturday Night Live, which I will talk about later, he had one line that killed. Herschel Walker has proven that he is observably stupid. Don't believe it? Okay. Google Herschel Walker, werewolves, and vampires. Because Herschel Walker gave a speech describing how he watched some movie late at night and how he always wanted to be a vampire until he found out werewolves could kill vampires. So now he wants to be a werewolf because werewolves are more badass or whatever. And it went on and on. It rambled about this movie about using garlic and crosses to kill vampires, and he was watching a movie on TV of people watching a movie on TV. It was the most rambling, bizarre. If you have ever watched The Simpsons and seen Grandpa Simpson tell a story that goes nowhere, Grandpa Simpson has nothing on Herschel Walker. And the beauty of it, the best thing was, it somehow ended on have faith in government and your representatives. You have to see it. It's viral. It's all over Twitter. There's no way for me to explain it to you. You have to see it. It is a brilliant example of stupid don't get tired. And that's why I'm tired, because it doesn't stop. Okay, enough, Herschel Walker. Please do it for yourself. Just Google it and watch it. Los Angeles, my city, has done well. Robert Luna won the sheriff's election against Villanueva. Villanueva was a racist bully. There are gangs in the LA Sheriff's Department, like actual gangs. They have tattoos and identifiers and stuff. They're a gang. Villanueva was a bully. He went to Venice Beach to have the sheriffs beat on the homeless to show how tough he was. And he was a horrible person. And I think what happens for a lot of these guys in law enforcement, like the Sheriff Joe in Phoenix and these other guys, is they stay sheriff or police chief too long, and then they think they have their own fiefdom. They have their own power. They don't report to anyone. They become irresponsible, power-mad egomaniacs. And that's what happened with Villanueva. He had to go. So thank you, LA, for getting that right. And even better, Karen Bass beat Rick Caruso as mayor of Los Angeles. Why is that good? Rick Caruso is a rich developer who, up until like 20 minutes before the election, was a Republican. Then he decided to be a Democrat to see if he could get elected, and he recruited people to follow him and this and that. And he spent $100 million of his own money. He outspent Karen Bass 11 to 1. So it's great that the people saw through it. They knew that if you give a rich developer this city, all he's going to do is divide it up amongst his friends. He's not going to help the homeless. He ain't building low-income housing. If he was going to build low-income housing, he could have done it for years. He's a billionaire developer. He builds apartment buildings. He builds malls. He builds all that stuff. If he wanted to build low-income housing, yeah, he could have done it. Nah, I just don't think another billionaire in a position of power has anything to do with working class, ordinary people, or cares. So far, billionaires taking over other businesses hasn't gone well. So thank you, Karen Bass. We wish you the best. It's going to be tough. You're a black woman. They don't like black women in positions of power. We've already seen some Latinx rate or Latino racists on the city council. We got rid of some, but you know there's more, and on and on and on. Listen to Ida Rodriguez talk about, Ida's a brilliant comic and a friend of mine, and when she talks about the Latin community and the racism within the Latin community, the white Latinos versus dark Latinos, black people, etc., it's really brilliant. She's speaking from the inside. I love Ida. Look her up. A-I-D-A. Ida Rodriguez. She's also a TYT person, and you can follow her, find her all over the place. So that's the good news. That is the good news that Karen Bass won, that Robert Luna won, that Katie Hobbs won. We've got some great news. The prophet, old Johnny. Johnny, we're fulfilling your prophecy because the red wave is not going anywhere. I want to talk about Dave Chappelle's monologue, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because they load up before he even said a word. You know, they have certain writers on Saturday Night Live refuse to work because he was there, blah, 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 and the people are calling it anti-Semitic, and it wasn't. People wanted it to be anti-Semitic. They couldn't wait to say it was anti-Semitic. What was it? It was Brilliance by Chappelle. The opening joke, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "There's two words I learned should not be used together and not be used in sequence. And those two words are the and Jews. Because whatever comes after that is going to be bad." That's not an anti-Jewish joke. That's a joke saying that when you start with the broad stroke of the Jews blank, it's going to be bad. He had great jokes about that. He had jokes about Kanye. He had jokes about Kyrie. He had the joke about Herschel Walker. And he was Chappelle being Chappelle. Another thing people complained about, they were mad when he said he went to Hollywood and there were a lot of Jews. Yeah. Okay, but then he also said, there's a lot of black people in Ferguson, and they don't run that. The point being that just because there are a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood doesn't mean that they run Hollywood. Of course, he made fun of the stereotype. They just heard the stereotype and said, see what he said? Enough. Listen, get mad at Dave Chappelle. He doesn't care. He's doing what he does, and he's doing it brilliantly. So, you know, I was talking with a friend, this woke talk, blah, blah, blah. Stop it. Okay? It's not even woke. It's this anti-Chappelle movement and this anti-comedy movement. I told him it's not strong. Gets a lot of press, but it's not strong. Now, on the topic of woke, this will be my final thing because, thankfully, there are still some judges that I don't know, work, read, whatever. District Judge Mark Walker in Tallahassee, Florida, issued a preliminary injunction against the, quote, Stop Woke Act. This is DeSantis' thing that he wants teachers to not talk about systematic racism, not talk about white privilege, etc., etc. This judge, he broke it down brilliantly. He says, quote, "This is positively dystopian. It should go without saying that if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear." And then he talks about the restriction of this law, which basically this is what the law wants, okay? The law wants Florida educators to stop expressing certain viewpoints while permitting unfettered expression of the opposite viewpoints. favored by the state of Florida. They went so far as to say, this is the state of Florida and it's law, to say that teachers don't have the right to the First Amendment while they're in classrooms. These are the same people always crying about freedom and their freedom of expression, their freedom to discriminate as part of their freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. This judge did a fantastic job with this injunction because he told them exactly why their law is unconstitutional. Now, will they listen? They'll keep fighting. They'll come up with a different version. They'll find a different judge. They're not going to let this go. But kudos to this judge. There are some judges that are stepping up in this era of insanity and putting a stop to it. And kudos to those judges. You don't want them to legislate from the bench? Well, stop legislating stupidity. The Stop Woke Act. We don't want to teach people that America has a history of racism, even though slavery lasted 400 years. Shut up. Hundreds of years of slavery. Oh, there was no racism in America. There's no privilege. Like people don't see what's going on. Oh, no privilege at all. Yeah. So, DeSantis, watching you and Trump eat each other on the way to the next election is going to be fun and horrible at the same time. Finally, people, I want to talk to you about what's going on with me and the changes in my career. As I told you, this Rebel HQ TYT thing is taking off. The video clips that my social media guru is posting are taking off, and I really appreciate it. My Instagram following is growing, et cetera, et cetera. Twitter, I'm fading out. I'm going to leave Twitter. Elon Musk has created an instant dumpster fire. Elon Musk bought Twitter. He had a 5-gallon can of gasoline. He went to the dumpster, poured it in, and threw in a match and said, I don't know what happened. And the podcast, I am going to take a hiatus from the podcast at the end of this year. The main reason being the response to video is much better. Technology's changing. Times are changing. This is what's going on. I love you all for having listened. I love you for your support. I'm not quitting now. I'm still going to do the podcast for a while longer. But please keep an eye on me over at rebelhqtyt.com. I'm ZoFunny on Instagram. I'm Alonzo Bowden on Facebook. You know how to find me. Please follow it if you like my opinions, if you like my jokes, or even if you don't, come on over. I know you're not a bot. You're a person. And Who else is going to tell you that Herschel Walker is teaching you about child care? He takes care of his kids. Yeah, good luck with that, Herschel. Who's paying attention? You are. I won't be doing any live stuff this weekend. Next weekend after Thanksgiving, I'm at the Arlington Draft House. I do it every year. I love it every year. I'm going to take next week off for Thanksgiving. I will be back the first week of December. Thank you so much.